Frida the Believer. Frida was a believer in the love of green parakeets, bougainvillea, tulips, dahlias embroidered on velvet sheets. Gardenia crowns festoon her hair, furious fuchsia, outrageous pinks, sunlit magnolias, fecund foliage, Mexico's freedom unleashed. Other crowns entwine her hair, bougainvillea thorns pierce her neck, a spider monkey, a cat, a hummingbird, pick, purr, peck. Frida was a bleeder, from the wayward vine of her spine to the fire in her totem fingertips laid across her body supine. A mirror propped up by her bed, a paintbrush between her lips, pencil sketches over her breasts, painting revolutions, corset. Frida was a feeder, sucking life's marrow dry, resplendent bride in christening gown, married to pain and the artist's eye. Frida's insatiable appetite made her see within her own face the aborted dreams of a pierced saint wrapped in silk, cotton, and lace. Frida was two Fridas, night, day, earth, sky, moon, sun. She wore a blood-red rebozo, wrapping babies, sometimes guns. The infinite eyes of Olmeca stare out from her upheld palm, breastplate of embroidered olin, fissure her earthquaking charm. The hairless wild Izquintli patters by her side, Aztec guardian of the underworld, loyal and lynx-eyed. Frida was Frida and Frida, a mirror turned upon itself. Untamed wild braids unfurl the way, stalking death with stealth. La Casa Azul crammed with beauty of pre-Columbian selves, 60,000 objects bedeck the blue house walls and shelves. Frida's now a million Fridas on pens and cushions and hats, books and clocks and ceramic cups, crucifixes and tops and mats. The religion formed around Frida has eclipsed the husbandly sun. A ring upon each finger encircles vows never undone. For Frida had a fever that burned for 40 years. Pencils, charcoals, brushes could not draw away her tears. But by being all her true selves, almond eyes piercing the frame, we too can wear gardenia crowns as we paint our lips with her name.